Let's seek the Lord together in a word of prayer. Our loving Father, we enter into thy holy presence. We come, Lord, with reverence and with awe as we stand before thee by faith. We thank thee for the one in whom we find our acceptance in, even our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the well-beloved of the Father, he who is and was and continues to be the delight of the Father. It is in him we are in union with, and thereby we find a glorious standing, that standing we could never find in and of ourselves, or by our association with any other being, but the being of God. And yet tonight we are accepted as Christ is. We're loved by him, and we're loved as much as he is loved by the Father. And Lord, we cry to thee that we may, Lord, appreciate more and more and understand what it is to be the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. We have access to the royal throne. We have all the privileges of the sons and daughters of the Most High and of the King. We are the seed royal. Lord, we have his image impressed upon our hearts and upon our lives. And oh, for more of Christ in us, we pray. We ask, O God, that thy hand will be upon us tonight as we gather here collectively and those who join with us via other means. May thy good hand be upon us. May God be pleased to hear the prayers of thy people. Lord, we cry to thee that thou wilt hear our supplications. And by thine ear down to us, we bless thee that we do not need to beg thee to do this, because thou hast promised that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear is open unto their cry. And therefore we have the ear of God. Lord, thou hast made us righteous. Lord, we're not righteous in and of ourselves, but we thank thee for the imputed righteousness, that which has been reckoned to us. We praise thee, Lord, because of his righteousness, because he is Jehovah Sekenu to us. Therefore, Lord, we thank thee that we are declared righteous before thee, and therefore our prayers will be heard in heaven. This is the confidence that we have, O God. We've confessed our sin. We've asked that our sins would be put under the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, we pray that as we even enter in by faith, Lord, that you'll make us aware of our sin, that we might confess our sin. And then, dear God, that heaven, Lord, may be open to us, and God will hear our petitions and our cries. We pray for those who need our prayers, the saints of God, those who are bowed down under great burdens this evening. Grant, Lord, thy blessing upon thy people. And Lord, be pleased even to minister through the word, though it be short, Lord. And yet, Lord, we pray that thou wilt use it and apply it to our souls. Lord, bring it with freshness. We've heard it before. We know, O God, the text so well. But Lord, bring it with fresh power. Lord, send the Holy Ghost. Even in this hour we pray. And may, O God, our nation know deliverance, Lord. Thou dost know all that has befallen us. Lord, send help from the sanctuary. Lord, deliver, O God, us for the gospel's sake, and only for the gospel's sake. And grant, Lord, in these days, Lord, thy good hand upon us, and safety to all thy people. Lord, we're looking to thee. Now answer prayer and help us as we come to the word. Fill me with thy spirit. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're turning to Psalm 61. And as you turn there, let me sincerely thank you for joining with us. I'm looking around and I'm seeing that many of you have travelled over treacherous roads this evening and many unsalted roads. And we thank you sincerely for coming. And those who are joining with us on Facebook Live and on Sermon Audio, we welcome you here to the church in Portland Owen this evening. Thank you for joining with us. Psalm 61, we'll read this Psalm of David together. The Psalm is David. He said, "Hear my prayer, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O Lord, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. We'll end our reading at the end of the chapter of Psalm number 61. I want to ask you the question this evening: how many times in this year have you found your heart to be overwhelmed, like the psalmist found his own heart here in Psalm number 61? This heart condition he speaks of in the verse number 2. He says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." As I've said, we're getting down to prayer quickly this evening. There's just 3 simple thoughts that I want to draw out from this text, so familiar to us all. We've looked at it before, but it was the text that the Lord led me to this evening. I want you to see, first of all, a common condition. A common condition. David said, "When my heart is overwhelmed." The word means covered over or shrouded with darkness. And that is the thought that we have before us in this word, overwhelmed. When my heart is overwhelmed. Now, when the psalmist speaks about having an overwhelmed heart, we can personally identify with what he is speaking about. An overwhelmed heart is a condition that is experienced by all, even the unsaved, in their earthly pilgrimage. At times our hearts can be overcome with fear. At other times they can be overwhelmed with worry. At other times family cares. On other occasions it's overwhelmed by doubts. Times of anxiety and depression and sickness and sorrow and disappointment and bewilderment are all times when the heart can become overwhelmed. Our hearts at times become overwhelmed by what happens beyond the door of our own home. We think of our family problems and how they at times can cause the heart to become overwhelmed. The thought is that of a ship that's taking on water. This is the thought that's behind us here. Here's a ship taking on water. It seems to be that she's going to sink. She's going to go into her watery grave and take all cargo and all ship crew with her. This is how the psalmist is feeling. The billows of life and at times our family troubles can cause the heart to become overwhelmed. We can become overwhelmed when we think of our relationship with others. At times in work we can become overwhelmed. At times at school we feel ourselves to be in such a state. And even within the work of God, there are times when the heart seems to be shrouded over, covered over with darkness. There seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel. Well, this is a common condition for all. 2020 has most certainly been a year when the hearts of many have become overwhelmed. Children's hearts. Yes, even the smallest of children. Their hearts have become overwhelmed. They've heard the news reports. They're not unwise concerning it. It goes into their young ears and into their hearts, and though they may not express it to you as a parent, yet their hearts can become overwhelmed, full of fear, with regard to even COVID-19. We think of the disruption that has been to their schooling, and that has caused some, maybe in those key years, those years of P7 and GCSE years and A-level years, and it has caused them to become overwhelmed, thinking about all that has fallen out and will this affect my future with regard to my schooling and my career. Teenagers' hearts have been overwhelmed. You must never think that you are, as it were, unique, because we all experience it, preacher and hearer, like everyone, even the best of the saints of God can suffer from a feeling of being overwhelmed. Now, this is David. This is a man after God's own heart. This is godly David speaking here. And he's got an overwhelmed heart. And if he finds himself overwhelmed, well then why not you and why not me? Most certainly when we discover our own inward corruptions, when we have disappointments along the way, when the devil attacks us with temptations and with fears, we find ourselves possessed with an overwhelmed heart. And such should never be considered as being an uncommon occurrence. Rather, it should be seen as a common condition. We all experience at times an overwhelmed heart. When my heart is overwhelmed, the second thought is not only a common condition, but think about a personal petition. A personal petition. The psalmist declares, "From the end of the earth will I cry on to thee." This cry is a prayer. Verse number 1, "Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer." Here's a man who goes to God in prayer. Thank God, in difficult days, David didn't give up on prayer. Perilous times are praying times. Did you get that? Perilous times are praying times. On the outstretched wings of faith, David soared to the throne of heavenly grace. You see, the hypocrite will give up on prayer whenever the overwhelmed times come into their lives. They will, those who falsely profess faith in Jesus Christ, will give up on prayer when the heart is overwhelmed, but not the true child of God. The true child of God will always resort to the throne of grace, even when the heart is overwhelmed. It is an evidence of a genuine faith in God. The hypocrite gives up on prayer, but not the true child of God. Now, distance mattered not to this man. From the end of the earth, from that uninhabitable place, from the end of the earth, he said, will I cry on to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And so distance mattered not to this man. Outward circumstances mattered not to this man. Something had come into his life that had caused his heart to become overwhelmed. Some, I'm sure, outward circumstance within the family, within the nation. And not only that, but his inward state mattered not. His heart was overwhelmed. But he didn't give up on prayer. No, this is what he did. This was the first port of call. To God in prayer he goes to petition personally the God of grace. Isn't it good to know that prayer is always available to us? Isn't it a blessing that in every place and in every condition of our hearts and of our spirits we can go to God in prayer? We are bidden. We are bidden in our time of need to approach with boldness the throne of heavenly grace. This is what we ought to do when the heart is overwhelmed. We ought to pray. You know, it's good that the minister prays with you when you're in a situation when the heart is overwhelmed. Good to know that you can pick up the phone and the minister can pray for you and you can unburden your heart to him. It's good to know that you can have other believers praying for you. But brethren and sisters, don't substitute their prayers for your prayers. Don't substitute their prayers for your prayers. You're to pray when the heart is overwhelmed. David personally prays, "From the end of the earth will I cry on to thee." He doesn't ask Samuel to pray for him. He doesn't ask the Levite priest to pray for him. No, he prays himself. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. Prayer is one of the great privileges that we enjoy as being priests unto God. It is one of the privileges of the priesthood of all believers that prayer is open to all. And thank God, such provides the needed vent for an overwhelmed heart. Here I go to God in prayer. The heart is overwhelmed. But now I'm going to the God of grace. And I'm going to the place of prayer. David said, lead me. And surely that's what we need the Lord to do. To lead us. To lead us in prayer tonight. To lead us lest we go astray when the heart is overwhelmed. That's the danger. When the heart is overwhelmed, there's a danger that the heart can go astray. And so David, understanding this, he says, lead me. This is his petition, a personal petition in his time of need. And whatever your need would be, go to God in prayer. Bring it to him in prayer tonight. He wants to hear the cries of his people. The prayer of the upright is his delight. He wants to hear his children cry to him. And are these days not days when we need to cry on to God? God would visit us. God would show us mercy. Quickly, a common condition, a personal petition, an elevated position. An elevated position. Where does David wish to be led? Where does he desire to be led to? He says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. This is not a physical rock. This is no physical rock elevated on the terrain, some higher position. David does not say, lead me to a rock. No, the definite article is used. The rock. And who is the rock? Christ is the rock. Christ is the rock. Christ is the rock of ages. He's the rock of our salvation. Psalm 18 verse 2. The Lord is my rock. That's what the psalmist said. This is the Lord. This is Jehovah. This is the rock. The impregnable rock. The unshakable rock. The indestructible rock. Lead me to that rock. Take me there. Where the enemy will not be able to move me. Where the circumstances of life will not shift me. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to Christ. He is the smitten rock. He is the rock of ages. He is the rock that is higher than I. Oh, to be led to Christ. To be led to him in the day when the heart is overwhelmed. Because to be led to him is to be led to the source of all comfort. And to be led to the place where consolation and grace and mercy can be derived. He is our refuge. He is our safety. He is our defense. He is our place of hiding. He is the rock in a weary land. Lead me there. Bring me to Christ. Bring me to him. He is my comfort. He is my consolation. He is my strength. He is my all and in all. He's everything to me. Lead me to him. And the rock is higher. Higher than all. Higher than all. Henry Law, the Bible commentator, he wrote, we have a rock. And when standing upon it, impregnable is our position and glorious is our prospect. That rock is Christ. Are you on the rock? On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. If you're not on the rock, if you're not on the rock, may God lead you to the rock. And may God give you a view of all that overwhelms you and all that overwhelms your heart from the vantage point of the eternal God. That we would see all that overwhelms us from his viewpoint. And in seeing that, the heart will be relieved and comforted and strengthened. And so today, tonight, if the heart is overwhelmed, make this your prayer. Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. May God lead us there by faith. And may we find ourselves planted on that rock in a place where we cannot be shaken. May the Lord bless his word even to our hearts this evening.